It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Today, I want to talk to you about the secret of success. Do not be discouraged, no matter what happens. At all times, you need to ask God. He'll give you the strength and the courage. Said a mother to a son. This son grew up and founded Hilton Hotel. His name is Conrad Hilton, one of the great hotel chains in the world. He had had many difficulties and hardships, but he had overcome them. Later in an interview, he said that while I was in hard troubles, the message touched my heart. I would come to God and pray, and He normally would help me out. God's help is available for all of us to succeed. Many people want to be successful. Now, I want to talk to you about the story of David and Goliath. As you know, one of the famous stories in the Bible. What can you learn from this? The story contains the secret of success. When we read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 to 6, Goliath came out to challenge the Israelites. He was nearly 3 meters tall. He also wore a bronze armor that weighed about 57 kilograms and carried a bronze javelin. Goliath had much experience in fighting, and David was just a small boy. He was 150 centimeters tall. He challenged Goliath. He was not well equipped with armor and had no experience in fighting. It appeared that it would be impossible for David to defeat Goliath. In this world, sometimes it seems impossible for us to overcome distresses, anxieties, worries, sickness, and all kinds of problems. Remember the woman who was bleeding for 12 years. She had seen many doctors, but she was getting worse. Finally, she heard about Jesus and came to meet with Him. She was completely healed. The Bible says nothing is impossible with God. Look at the Bible. What did David do? Firstly, he depended on God. David did not depend on himself. Chapter 17, verse 45 says, David answered to Goliath's challenge. You have come out to find me with a sword and spear and a dagger. But I have come out to fight you in the name of the Lord All-Powerful. He is the God of Israel's army. David was a man of God. In our eyes, David was just a little boy and was not well prepared. But in God's eyes, he was special. He was great. In our eyes, we might think that we are not worth very much, but in God's eyes, we are great. we are special. What we can do is to depend on God. Look at the Bible, verse 46 to 47. And David says to Goliath, "Today, the Lord will help me to defeat you. Everybody will see that Lord does not need swords or spears to save his people. The Lord always wins his battles, and he will help us defeat you." The Bible says, the Lord always wins his battles, and he will help us. Let us think about this young man. He was not very tall. He was not well equipped. He had no experience in fighting. But he depended on God. He was with God. He knew God could help him. And he was successful. King Hezekiah was another great man in the Bible. He was called a man of prayer. While he was a king in the country of Israel, the country of Israel was attacked by the country of Assyria, which was known as one of the great nations in those days. It was impossible for Israel to fight Assyria. It was like a fight between David and Goliath. What would you have done if you were in big trouble? There's no way to win. Would you have given up? King Hezekiah did not give up. He came to God and prayed. The God answered to his prayer. Our Lord sent the angel. During the night, the angel came down and killed 185,000 soldiers. One of the great missionaries in the 19th century, named Adoniram Judson, went to India. There, he met with William Carey, who was one of the great missionaries in those days. Judson was impressed with the ministries of Carey. Carey told him, "What I was doing the ministry of God, I was in big troubles. Many people tried to kill me. I was oftentimes persecuted by the Indian government many times." To make matters worse, I lost all of my writings and documents for my ministry. They were burned by fire. And Judson asked, "How did you overcome those difficulties and hardships?" A few minutes later, Carey took him to a place in his garden. "This is the place where I would pray. Every day at 5 o'clock a.m., I would come here and pray to God. 6 o'clock a.m., I would have breakfast and start my day. In the evening, I would come back here and to pray to God. Without this place, I would not have done my ministries. I could not survive." Justin was impressed by his ministries. We know why he was a man of God. He put his faith in God. He depended on God for his success. Secondly, David prepared thoroughly. In our eyes, David was not prepared for the fight. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 35. But David told Saul, "Your Majesty, I take care of my father's sheep. And when one of them is dragged off by a lion or bear, I go after it and beat the wild animal until it lets the sheep go. If the wild animal turns and attacks me, I grab it by the throat and kill it." We see that David was prepared and asked God to help him in the fight. It shows that if we want to succeed, we need to prepare thoroughly. For instance, why did God send his people and his spies to the place of Canaan? Canaan was the place where our Lord decided to his people to live. Our Lord wanted his people to make plans and prepare thoroughly before they came into the place of the promised land. Do you have any plans? What are your plans? These are my plans. I want to share with you. And Reverend John told us last Sunday. His plans and goals of the church for the next 5 years. Develop ministry to children and families. Develop cross-cultural ministries. And complete our building projects. Thirdly, David understood himself. Our Lord has given different gifts and talents to each one of us. That means we do not have to compare ourselves with others. Let us read verses 38 to 40. Saul gave his military clothes and armor to David, but David was not used to them. He took up the armor and picked up his shepherd's stick and 5 smooth stones, and he fought against Goliath. I still remembered when I was younger, I thought that I had no gifts and talents. But I discovered that I felt happy in public. I enjoyed encouraging people in the church and at schools. But I was not very good at speaking. Later, I learned that I needed to ask God for his guidance and understand that our Lord sent his people to speak through us. About 10 years ago, I met with a man who had given up his life. And I met with him, I encouraged him to meet with our Lord Jesus once again, because he was a believer of the Christ. At the time, he came to me and said, "Jethro, I want to learn how to speak Chinese and preach the gospel to Chinese people." I talked to him, "That's great, you can do it." But I thought to myself, it would be impossible for you to do so. A few years later, while I was studying at the Leidl College, I saw him preaching the message of God to Chinese people. He spoke Chinese very fluently. We need to understand our Lord has given us very special gifts and talents that nobody has. Finally, David was not proud. Verse 42 says, when Goliath saw David, he made fun of him. Goliath was so proud. He thought that he could defeat David because David was just a boy and was not equipped with armor. But David was not proud of himself. He was proud of God. Verses 48-49 say, when Goliath started forward, David ran toward him. He put a stone in his sling and swung the sling around by its straps. When he let go of one strap, the stone flew out and hit Goliath on the forehead. It cracked his skull, and he fell face down on the ground. David, with God's help, had defeated Goliath. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 18 says, pride leads to destruction and arrogance to downfall. Why do people sin? It is because they are proud of themselves. We should not be proud of ourselves. We should be proud of our Lord. Napoleon conquered many countries in Europe and was heading toward the country of Russia. On the way, he stayed at a small town. There he met with a noble woman. She said, we make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. Napoleon made fun of the woman and said, madam, I make my plans and decide where I will go. He was very proud, and he did not listen to what she had said. A few months later, as you know, Napoleon was defeated. In 1814, he lost his crown and was exiled. As you know, our Lord says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, we make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. If you want to be successful, we need to apply this message into our ministries. Depend on God. Prepare thoroughly. Understand ourselves. And do not be proud. Let us pray.